Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
Okay, got that. And what grade did you get? Was it a first?
It was an upper second, actually. Would that be good enough?
We normally look for someone with a first-class degree, to be honest. But it ultimately comes down to the interview and your lesson plan, so you still have a chance.
Lesson plan?
Yes. When you come to the interview, you need to bring your CV as well as your example lesson plan. Have you done any teaching?
None whatsoever.
Oh, it may be a bit tricky then, but a rough plan would do. We basically ask every candidate to bring a plan for a 90-minute one-to-one tuition with a 12-year-old preparing for their GCSEs, for whichever subject the candidate would like to teach.
Hold on, let me get a pen. 90 minutes. Okay, got that. Does that include any break?
It's up to you, really. But I think most tutors put, say, a 10-minute break halfway through, so the lesson itself lasts 80 minutes or so in total.
Right, okay.
And now back to the subject. Given your background, I think you can teach, besides maths, statistics, finance, and possibly mechanics too. But are you interested in teaching these at all?
I don't mind stats, but I don't really feel comfortable about the rest.
No problem at all. So when would you like to come in for the interview?
This week I'm fairly busy, but if it's next week, I'm pretty much available throughout the week, except Thursday the 15th.
Okay. What about Wednesday the 14th then?
Sure. I'm available throughout the day.
In which case, shall we say 9 in the morning? How does that sound? If it's too early, we can make it 11 as well.
Oh, no, that's okay. I want to get that done first thing in the morning. For which subject should I prepare the lesson plan for?
Either maths or statistics, whichever you prefer, really.
Definitely maths, please, then.
Sure. Now, for what you'll need to bring with you and so on, it's all on our webpage as well as the advert you've seen. But basically, as long as you bring your CV and lesson plan and look professional, you'll be okay. Have you got our address?
Yeah, that's also on your advert, isn't it? Can I just double check, though? 18 Latimer Road, Notting Hill, is it?
Yep, that's correct. Do you need the postcode as well?
Oh, yes, just in case, please.
It's W10 4SZ.
Got it. Thanks.
Is there anything else you'd like to confirm now?
Yes. I just wanted to ask you about the pay listed on the advert, actually.
Uh-huh.
You know, it varies quite a bit. It says typically £30 to £90 an hour, but does that mostly depend on the teacher's experience?
Not necessarily. What matters most in this business is the feedback from your students, or their parents, rather. If they like you, you'll be paid handsomely, and you'll be astonished how far some of them are willing to go.
What do you mean?
Well, tutoring has become a sort of secret weapon in this global arms race in education, you see. So it can actually go as high as £350 an hour if you're one of those star tutors.
Oh, whoa!
And many of them are offered chauffeurs and first-class tickets as well, so that they can accompany these families on their holiday and teach their kids while they are away.
That is the end of part one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to part 2.